William Morrow and Harper Audio present Elliot Ness and the Mad Butcher, hunting America's deadliest unidentified serial killer at the dawn of modern criminology. By Max Allen Collins and A. Brad Schwartz. Read by Malcolm Hilgartner. If there were enough like him, the world would be a very safe place to live in, without becoming too dull to be worth living in. Raymond Chandler. Prologue. Untouchable, 1956. They made a strange pair, the broken-down businessman, honest to a fault, and his sports writer acquaintance, bullshitter to the core. The locals would see them wandering the streets of the mountain-bound Pennsylvania hamlet, the writer, younger, thinner, sandy hair receding, hustling to keep up while his companion charged ahead. Even in middle age, the businessman retained the broad shoulders of an athletic youth. A neat, careful dresser since childhood, he wore tailored suits when his bank balance advised buying off the rack. The writer's tattered sport jacket was about as fancy as he got. Why he'd come to town got around quick. His syndicated column carried his name even to this corner of western Pennsylvania. But the idea of writing a book about his new pal, who had moved here to prop up a failing paper company, struck some as an attempt to make.